I make the final edits to the article I've been working on all week and scan it for the millionth time. It's a great piece, and I'm confident the client will like it. But we'll see what my editor has to say. And... sent. This week has been absolutely hectic. That's the life of a freelance writer, I guess. Some weeks are quiet, and other weeks the projects flood in. You are always very understanding of my crazy work hours, but I still don't feel any less guilty for neglecting you all week. I know it's not the sexy, romantic start to the half-term break that you had hoped for when I asked you to stay for the school holiday, and you've been so good to me, making sure I take breaks throughout the day and leaving the bedroom light on for me at night. Your patience and understanding are two of the things I love most about you. I guess I can thank your job as a university professor for that. I glance over the laptop screen as you slink past my office. You allow me a quick flash of your thigh as you head into the living room. You're certainly not in professor mode today. Working from home is so difficult when you're around. You're always testing my resolve with your incredible curves. And when you flash me that sweet little smile, I can't focus on anything else. Today, you've made it nearly impossible to get anything done. That's the fifth picture you sent me today. Each one naughtier and sexier than the last. You are so beautiful. I drink in the scandalous photo you've just texted me. My eyes examine every part of your mischievous body in that black lace bodysuit. Don't think I don't know what you're doing. You've been a bad girl all day, wanting, needing Sir's attention, begging and teasing me with these photos. And it's definitely working. God, you look incredible.
Are you finished up with all your work for the week?
My cock stirs in response to the soft eagerness in your voice. You can't wait to let go, to drift away from the stress and be safely under my control. I bet you're so ready to sink into your beautiful, hazy subspace. And I'm more than ready to give you everything you want, baby. You smile at me coyly as I enter the living room. You're feigning innocence, even though you know you're driving me crazy with desire. Your fingers find the metal loop on the thin leather collar around your neck. You play with it in your hand, twirling it and tugging at it playfully. I bet your body is hot and tingling. You can already feel yourself growing wet with anticipation. You're ready to switch off and give me every inch of your body and mind. You know that you're safe in my firm hands. But being this horny makes you naughty, doesn't it, baby girl? You want to tease me for making you wait all day, don't you? I shake my head and try and maintain that stern look that you love so much, even though I want to throw you down and kiss you, long and hard. Tonight is all about you. I'm so lucky to have your love and your submission. You're such a good girl for me. You spread your legs and trail your fingers along your smooth inner thighs, goading me with those wide, wild eyes. You move your hands dangerously close to your lips, and I bet the excitement is making your clit throb. But you won't touch without permission, will you? We both know how this game ends, and even though we have played it 1,000 times, I'll never tire of dancing this dance with you. Your teasing fingers and sexy smirk tell me that you feel the same. I stride across the room and your body trembles as I tower over you. I snake my hands into your hair and you shiver with anticipation. Are you wondering whether you've pushed me too far today? Will I make passionate love to you or punish you for being a bad girl? Not knowing only gets you wetter, doesn't it? Waiting for me to decide. Obediently, you spread your legs around me as I kneel over you. Your sweet scent floods the space between us. I nod in approval at the sight of your perfect, glistening pussy. Do you think you've been a good girl for me today? Firmly, I tilt your head up and kiss up your neck until I find your warm lips.
Yeah, yes, sir.
My lips caress your skin, changing pressure and intensity in all the ways I know you love. Your hot and heavy moans fill my ear with the sound of your longing. Our mouths melt together as we kiss hungrily. You feel my strong grip around your supple body, and it reminds you who's in charge. I pull away from your lips to give you what you really want. Strip. Now. The command gives you goosebumps. I can see the tiny hairs on the back of your neck are standing on end now. You nod at me, biting your lip. Your urges are getting stronger, but the weight is oh so sweet. It's your favorite part. You stand between my legs and run your hands over your stomach and waist, over your lovely, perfect breast, pinching your nipples to attention. You hold me captivated, drawing out this moment as you very slowly do as you've been told. My palm finds your left cheek, and you squeal as I award you with a light spank on your tight little ass.
Oh.
With a giggle, you speed up and peel the thin straps of your bodysuit down your shoulders. Wow. You look incredible. Take it off completely, baby. You immediately obey. And as soon as you're naked in front of me, my hands explore your every curve. I trail my fingers across your hips and breast, your thighs, and your beautiful ass. Using your collar, I pull you close and over my lap. You wriggle, slowly, and then more insistently, until you feel my strong grip around your wrist. Are you enjoying the feel of my strength and control? I trail my fingers through your soft hair. My cock is pressing against your stomach, thick and throbbing, ready for you. Tell me what you need, baby girl. You always love the way I keep you still with ease, the way my fingers brush your pussy as I tug you into position.
Spank me, sir. Please.
I slide my hand over your ass and squeeze. A trembling gasp slips from your lips. I know exactly what you need. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Please spank me.
You wiggle your ass and grind against me. The friction of my trousers against your naked body feels so good, doesn't it? You're holding your breath, but you quickly let it out as my hand connects against your ass with a delicious slap.
Oh.
The sting lasts for less than a second. I know just how warm and addictive it is for you, making your blood pump harder and your pussy grow warm and wetter. I bring my hand down again. Alternating between your cheeks, stroking and rubbing between spanks to soothe your glowing skin. I spank you 3 more times. Before sliding my fingers between the meaty lips of your dripping, wet pussy.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.